You're listening to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Netflix is facing problems in Indonesia after just 1 week after it launched in the country. The Chinese social network Weibo has reached 100 million daily users, and the domestic Czech e-commerce market grew by 20% last year. Just 1 week after Netflix embarked on a massive international expansion plan, launching in 130 new countries, it's hit a stumbling block in one country. The video streaming platform has come under scrutiny from the Indonesian censorship board, the LSF. The country's strict censorship laws ban content that portrays nudity, gambling, and scenes that could provoke violence. The LSF has expressed concerns that some of Netflix's content breaks these laws and is calling on the Indonesian government to consider blocking the service. The Indonesian government has blocked entire sites before to ensure that its censorship laws are adhered to, including Reddit and Vimeo. It's not clear how likely it is that Netflix will be banned in the country. Some commentators think it is unlikely, since the company has previously gone on record to say that it will edit its content to ensure it aligns with each country's censorship laws and cultural sensitivities. The leading Chinese social network Weibo has reached a staggering 100 million daily users. The huge daily user figure is up 43% on the previous year. Weibo is one of the most popular social networks in China and is a microblogging platform similar to Twitter. When looking at the number of monthly active users, the numbers are even more impressive. 222 million people access Weibo at least once a month, up 33% on the previous year. The vast majority of these users, 97%, are from China, with the social network being the most popular in eastern and southern China. The typical Weibo user is young, 80% of users are aged 17 to 33, and is using the social network to follow friends and consume gossip. For consuming more serious news, rival social networks QQ and WeChat are more popular. Social media is extremely popular in China, with over 480 million people accessing a social network at least once a month in the country. The domestic Czech e-commerce market grew by 20% last year, according to figures released by the country's e-commerce association, APEC. The amount spent on Czech e-commerce sites in 2015 totaled €3 billion and accounted for 8% of total retail sales in the country. Clothing, electronics and toys were popular online product categories, with food and drones being the fastest growing product categories. The growth of domestic e-commerce is set to continue into this year, with the amount spent online predicted to rise by 15% to €3.45 billion. The fashion retailer Burberry has signed up for Apple TV, allowing it to broadcast content on the platform. It's using Apple TV as a marketing channel rather than as an e-commerce channel, and earlier this week live-streamed a Burberry menswear fashion show. It's also broadcasting its old fashion shows, makeup tutorials and performances by British musicians. Apple TV is a streaming media player that allows users to watch digital Apple TV content on their televisions. And finally, a social network called Peach has just launched. Peach, which was launched by a co-founder of the hugely popular social site Vine, allows users to become friends with other members, send messages and actions such as kissing, waving, or caking, for example, giving someone some cake. It also has some so-called magic words, which allow users to do things quickly. For example, typing in the magic word GIF brings up a list of GIFs that users can then select and send to a friend. Similarly, typing draw brings up a virtual pencil, which users can then draw with, and the word here fetches a user's location. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.